Welcome back to Drive Time here on Mix 93 WKMJ. We go from Michigan Tech men's basketball to Michigan Tech women's basketball. Coach Kim Cameron is with us this morning. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Good. Thank you.
I bet you guys are ready to get on the court. It's been a while, hasn't it?
It has been a while. It's been a long 12 days, but I think that this break came at a really good time for us and for our team. And as upset as I was after the Saturday loss at home, the more we got to practice, the more we got to be together, the more I saw our team improve. I realized that it was actually a really good thing for our team in order for us to be able to get better and accomplish some of the goals and continue to focus on the things that we need to focus on, specifically defensively, throughout that time. So we were able to put in a lot of time, like I said, and the girls really took advantage of every opportunity of every practice, and I feel like we had a really good week, and I think now we're back, we're mentally ready, and I'm excited to see what we can do this week.
Can you give us some specifics as far as things that you thought we weren't doing well, either mentally or physically, and then what you feel with the long practice time that have turned around?
Yeah, you know, it was a lot of it went back to our defense, and we went to square one, guarding one-on-one, and as you get better at that, you know, as your individual defense gets better, your team defense gets better, and we just broke everything down and did drill after drill of first individual and then putting it in a team setting, and it was repetition, and it was a lot of whistles blowing where we stopped and made sure that everybody understood if they weren't in the right spot or if they were in the right spot, and we did it every day, and I think over that time we've consistently gotten better. Rebounding was another thing that we really focused on, especially with our upcoming opponent. Malone's averages 18 offensive rebounds a game. So that was something else that we really focused on in the past 2 weeks. And again, there's a lot of things that we worked on, offense included. You know, we go from 24 points in a half to 56 points in a half. And I just think as we are playing together more and the more time that we can spend together, the better we are going to be. So, you know, we hit a lot of things. And again, I'm happy.
Coach, you have seem a little bit different. A lot of coaches really don't like to have those breaks in the middle of their season. You know, they want to keep that consistency going and playing every weekend and having those consistent times where, you know, where they're on the court playing. Is this something that you would prefer playing games, or do you like having this extended time off to do some more teaching?
No, I don't. I don't think I would have liked to. I don't think had I had a choice in the beginning of the year, would I have chosen that? No way. I just think at this point in our season and with our youth and with kind of the situation that we were in, losing on Saturday and losing a couple really tough games that I think we had chances to win, I think it was the best situation that we could have had. And, you know, we chose to look at it that way, which I think is good. And we told the girls, and I think the girls thought the same thing, that this is a time for us to get better, and they all kind of bought into that. And really, it was a mindset, and it was an attitude for how we wanted to proceed for that time over break. And they went with it, and we've had some really great practices, so I'm excited to see what we can do when we put it to the test.
Coach Kim Cameron from the women's basketball team over at Michigan Tech is with us on Huskies Drive Time. Both teams coming in here, Coach, from the South Division, both have played one more game than us. Malone undefeated. Talk about what they bring in and how tough they will be to beat.
Yeah, you know, they are tough. They are fast. They're going to be athletic. They're a little bit smaller than we are. And, you know, we told the team yesterday that we really don't want that to be anything that deceives them, because I as much as I do think that we'll be able to score inside, they also have 74 offensive rebounds in four games, which puts them at almost 20 a game, and although they may be a little bit smaller, they're tough and they play tough, and they're very well coached. They have four players that are in double figures. Their smallest player, who's a 5'2" point guard, is at 15 points a game. And she just finds a way to score, and it's a lot about toughness. So I want us to make sure we we come in and we contain, they go to the basket a lot, lots of dribble penetration, so we have to make sure that we're containing, not letting them get into the middle and not letting them break down our defense.
Well, we've played a little bit different games so far. You score 83 in the opener, and then you score 63 in game two. You back up to 80, but you had some different players that are scoring for you. Which of the lineups did you prefer? You know, who do you want to be our leading scorer, and who do you want to be getting the basketball in crunch time for us?
You know, and it's funny that you asked that. It's a really good question because we've been asking it for months, and it hasn't quite ironed itself out right now. I would say that right now at this point, if the game was on the line, the ball is going to Danny Blake, who has proved over and over again that she is ready to step up and she's ready to take on some extra responsibility. She's done a tremendous job getting herself to the basket. She puts in a ton of extra time with the coaches, by herself, with her teammates, working on, I mean, she's worked on her shot a ton. She's worked on her driving a ton, and she's done a fantastic job. But overall, I don't think, you know, we knew this kind of going into the year. I think that any player can be our leading scorer every game, and that's kind of been the case, and you can see it happening in different situations. You know, Jillian Ritchie really came on offensively last Saturday, and we kind of expected her to be our go-to right away. And that's not the case, and she didn't have to be necessarily the first couple of games, and I think different people at different times are just going to be whoever has the hot hand, and I'm happy that we have that ability, that we're talented enough, that different people accept that responsibility, and I think it's a good thing for us.
Well, you've got Malone and Walsh coming in. Doubleheader action at the SDC gym. You get two straight home games this weekend. Talk about the atmosphere at home and how much you guys are looking forward to being at the SDC gym.
There's nothing. I will go forever and say that there is nothing better than playing at the SDC gym. There's nothing better. And I think my greatest excitement for this weekend is that Malone and Walsh have never been here, and I'm excited for the SDC and Houghton to give them our best, warmest welcome the way that only we know how to do.
And by warm, you mean icy cold.
Oh, yeah. Our Batman, our local fans. Oh, I can't wait.
Plus a bunch of snow being dumped in the Keweenaw this week, too. That'll always help.
Yeah. Well, that part, I want them to get here safe, but I do want I want them to see what the atmosphere can be like in our league, and they've never experienced it. So I want them to walk out of here thinking that this is a really, really tough place to play and that they don't ever want to come back.
Tech basketball doubleheader, women's basketball and men's basketball on Thursday against Malone, Saturday afternoon against Walsh, and of course both games on Mix 93 if you can't be up there, but we recommend you do. It is a great atmosphere. It's so much fun, and two awesome teams to watch. Coach, good luck this weekend.
Thank you guys so much.
All right, Kim Cameron from the women's basketball team here on Mix 93. Georgiana Carroll coming up in just a moment here on Mix 93's Drive Time.